You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. World is the important part of this one today, I think, Drew. Let's take a quick tour across the growing regions, maybe outside of the United States. Where shall we start today?
Probably should take a look at Argentina. It looks like it has been drying down for quite a little while. Some of the wheat crop there is becoming stressed. About a week to 10 days ago, temperatures got up into the 80s and 90s for a few days. This past weekend, we had hard freezes occur across the region. Might have shocked a little bit of the crop. I don't think we did anything in the way of permanent damage, but it's just not a real pleasant environment right now. Most of western Argentina is very dry, and that could lead to some problems not only for the winter wheat crop, but also for planting of corn, even though that is still just a few weeks down the road. And in parts of China, we still have some very dry conditions prevailing in parts of the central sections of the country there. It's getting kind of late in the year to make a big issue out of this, but it's the very same area that was hit by a torrential flooding in early July, and now it's way too dry in that region. Crops that didn't get damaged or destroyed in July are now suffering quite a bit from the dryness.
Can I have you take a look at a couple of other places for me as well? In the southern hemisphere, I'd like to check in on the wheat crop in Australia, and then to see whether South Africa has recovered at all from the serious drought they suffered last year.
Yeah, good questions. In southeastern Australia, we have a real problem with too much moisture. That's something that doesn't happen in Australia very often, but we do have it right now. Winter wheat, barley, and canola all suffering from too much moisture. It's still very early in the growing season there, so there's plenty of time for improvement. But if this pattern persists much longer, there will be some wet weather diseases and some funguses that will develop, and the crop will be under pressure. Also, the planting of spring crops in the southeast corner of Australia could also be delayed. In the South Africa corridor, certainly the situation there has been terribly stressful in the last couple of years with very poor rainfall and drought, pretty serious. So far, we haven't done a very good job in alleviating that situation. However, as we go into the spring season, when the rains usually start to return, we do expect to see an improving trend. The bottom line is that I think we'll have a better production year if we can get La Nina to come around, which is probably pretty doubtful, but if we can get it to come in, we'll probably see much better rainfall across that country. But for right now, I think I would probably just kind of say it's going to be an average year, better than last year, but not back to normal quite yet.
And as we close out our time, we should check in on the cooler weather that's coming our way here in the Midwest.
Certainly, there is cool air coming up next week. It will drop across the Midwest over a 2 or 3 day period. It'll be short-lived, but we'll see some low temperatures at night and probably the upper 40s and 50s across the Midwest, and afternoon temperatures probably in the 70s. It'll be very pleasant, lower humidity, and for a brief couple of days, we'll see no rain across the region. But just as soon as the rain abates from the region and the cool air comes in, we'll turn right around and start bringing it all back again. So it will be raining again by the end of next week.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.